Can cats get COVID-19 from humans? If you've been following the news the past couple of months, you know the answer to that is yes, very much so. Can dogs get COVID-19 from humans? We didn't have data for this earlier, but it turns out that pet dogs indeed can contract the disease from their infected humans. A study by researchers from Hong Kong and Australia has established the presence of COVID-19 in two dogs, even though it couldn't conclude exactly how the infection affects them. There was an earlier study from Hong Kong as well, which diagnosed two dogs as COVID positive, but that study was unable to determine whether the dogs were merely carrying the virus or they were infected with the COVID-19 disease. This study was able to show that these two pet dogs had antibodies in their system, which meant that the dogs were not just carrying the virus, they were actually infected with the virus. Both the dogs lived in households where humans tested positive for COVID-19. The subjects of the study were a 17-year-old neutered male Pomeranian and a 2.5-year-old German Shepherd. The Pomeranian had a number of underlying illnesses, including a heart condition, hypothyroidism, chronic kidney damage, and pulmonary hypertension, and the dog was very old. The German Shepherd, which was 2.5 years old, was completely healthy except for the COVID-19 infection. To test these two dogs, swabs were taken from the nose and mouth and the rectal area. Swabs that were taken from the nose and mouth both yielded a positive COVID diagnosis, while the rectal and fecal samples tested negative. The animals were in household where humans were infected, and this research suggests that human-to-dog transmission is possible. The two animals were quarantined, of course, and they remained asymptomatic throughout their time in quarantine. Despite these findings, a lot of questions remain about COVID and dogs. These were just two dogs, and we don't have enough information or enough data to answer questions like whether dogs can transmit to other dogs, whether they can transmit to cats, or whether they can transmit to other animals like poultry and livestock, and whether they die of COVID-19. The Pomeranian, which was very sick already, died 2 days after being released from quarantine. The dog's human did not give permission to conduct an autopsy, so we can't conclusively say whether the death was because of COVID-19 or not, but in the paper, the researchers seem confident that it's all the canine comorbidities that killed the dog. And the Pomeranian was, of course, very old. The average lifespan of this breed is 12 to 16 years, and this dog was already 17. And the dog had very chronic diseases like chronic lung and kidney damage. The other dog, the 2.5-year-old German Shepherd with no other illnesses, is completely fine. The German Shepherd household, in fact, also had another dog, which ended up testing negative. So we still don't understand the disease dynamics among dogs, and we can't conclusively say whether dogs can transmit COVID-19 to other dogs. We just don't have enough data yet. This study is a preprint, which means it has not undergone the peer review process where independent experts verify the study and make sure it's rigorous, much like all of other COVID-19 research that is coming out right now. There was also a previous preprint, which was a study on 3-month-old beagles. This study found that when infected beagles were introduced to uninfected beagles, the new beagles did not necessarily get infected. It's still not enough data to conclusively say that dogs don't infect other dogs. We just don't know yet. But this is very different from cats. There have been instances and studies, a notable study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, that looked into cat-to-cat transmission. They took 3 pairs of cats and then they took 1 cat from each pair and inoculated these cats. This means that they infected the cats with a little bit of the virus, and they did so by putting some virus in their eyes and mouth. And then they left these cats alone for 24 hours for the virus to infect their bodies and start multiplying. After 24 hours, the pairs were reunited, and so each pair composed of 1 infected and 1 uninfected cat, and the pairs were put in close contact. 10 days passed, and after 10 days, the researchers found that all of the cats were infected, which means cats can transmit to other cats. What was interesting here as well is that the cats remained completely asymptomatic, just like the dogs. they did not develop a fever, they didn't sneeze, or they did not display any kind of symptoms that would indicate that they were not completely healthy. But the cats did develop antibodies, just like the dogs, again, so which indicated that the cats did get infected. Of course, we can't be sure that a cat with underlying conditions or any kind of immunosuppression would remain asymptomatic or would not be affected. We haven't done enough studies to conclusively determine anything yet. Now, cat-to-cat transmission isn't limited to just domestic cats. Very recently and famously in the Bronx Zoo in New York last month, in fact, a tiger was infected by a human caretaker who had tested positive. Subsequently, three other tigers and three African lions in the zoo got infected. But big cats react a little differently to the disease, it seems, because these big cats did display symptoms. The first tiger, in fact, was tested after it developed a dry cough and a loss of appetite. All other big cats developed symptoms as well. It is likely that in domestic cats and dogs, the virus can't replicate as easily as it does in humans. Humans who get very sick with COVID-19 do so because the SARS-CoV-2 virus replicates fast in our cells and increases the viral load or the quantity of virus in our bodies. So we tend to fall sick faster. It's likely that cats and dogs have low viral load in their bodies. We also don't know yet if cats and dogs can transmit the disease to humans. But these findings are definitely worrying for pet owners, especially if a pet is old or sick already. So how do we keep pets safe? But the answer to that question is nothing that we don't know already. Even with pets, the safest thing to do is to practice physical distancing and for some time not engage in affectionate behaviors like kissing pets on their faces or mouths or noses. The findings of such research have implications for understanding any future zoonotic transmissions. The extent of risk for pets is still unclear, and it's not known conclusively whether they can transmit the virus among themselves or back to humans. But it is important to understand these dynamics of disease transmission among animals, especially pets, because they're in close contact with us. And we know that there are other animals that we're in close contact with, such as poultry and livestock animals like chicken, pigs, cows, etc. These animals play a big role in transmitting diseases to us. We have had a number of zoonotic transmissions coming from livestock and poultry. At the moment, further studies are necessary to draw conclusive evidence about whether domestic dogs or cats can play a role in spillover events where a virus jumps from one species to another. This is Sandhya Ramesh from Bengaluru for The Print.